This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we have been doing over the last week is pulling off the mask of these acronyms. What do these organizations really stand for? We've already taken the time to expose ACLU as a communist organization, which they are, also advocating propaganda concerning the Muslims and the infiltration into the United States of America, namely your schools, first and foremost. Then we took the time to expose the Southern Poverty Law Center for what they are really about, as I shared with you on, I believe, Tuesday it was. The organization is guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks when it comes to actually protecting the crimes of the KKK against the black folks down south. Now they are, for some reason or another, on the behest of, in the helps of those that claim victim status. And what are they victims of concerning the sodomite communities, friends? Nothing but the laws of our Constitution and our statutes. Go ahead and check your state statute. You'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. Sodomy is a felony. Then we took the time to expose none other than the DARE organization and what that was all about. And we found out that the DARE program, again, we're exposing acronyms and for what they really are and what do these organizations really stand for. Well, we're pulling the mask off these organizations. The DARE program, they found out through a University of Michigan test that the young people that have actually gone through the DARE program have actually increased 30% concerning drug use. Of course, they're teaching the young kids how to commit the crime. We got to that one this week. And then yesterday we spent some time on the acronym CAIR, C-A-I-R, Council... And folks, I mean, some of this stuff is just so unbelievable, and we actually gave you some of the quotes of the founders from CARE, the Muslim organization set up by the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States of America, who said that the Muslim faith and the Islamic faith, friends, is here to dominate. And this was called treason, and it's unlawful, and it has been unlawful in this country since its inception. So what we need to do is, again, pull off the mask concerning the acronyms, because for the most part, people take them for face value, thinking that they're good organizations like the likes of CARE and the SPLC and the ACLU and programs like DARE. And, well, let's get to Planned Parenthood, double P today, and kind of highlight some of the things concerning Planned Parenthood, because they want you to believe that there's some organization that's set up to actually help the young people across the country. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. And before we get to that, I want to give you one of the quotes from memory, of course, from none other than the witch herself, Margaret Sanger, the founder of the organization. By the way, she admired Adolf Hitler, for those that did not know. But she was the one that was responsible for saying that the most merciful thing that we can do or a family can do to one of its infant members is to kill it. That is the words of the founder, and we're going to take some time and expose Planned Parenthood again for who they are. Pull that acronym off a little bit, if you want to call it that, double P, Planned Parenthood. And again, friends, people take them for face value and thinking, well, they think within themselves, oh, it must be a good organization. And what's interesting to note is that 78% of this country that professes to be their Christian, that to claim to be Christians, and yet Christ clearly said, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself ought to walk as he himself walked. And we can see the opposite is true today. And I want to say to those 78% that have allotted these organizations to flourish in such an evil fashion, it is on your watch. And keep in mind, the third commandment, Exodus 20, is thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And we can see that that's true today, because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And we can see what's going on in this country today. That was in Galatians 6 when you get a moment. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. While we jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, I again just kind of want to give you some news that the state-controlled narrative is not willing to give you because it doesn't fit their narrative. And what we want to do is expose them for who they are. And over the last, 10, 15 years, we've been doing this on a consistent basis. And now what we're seeing today, 10 and 15 years later, though people didn't believe a majority of what was going on, say they, concerning the state-controlled narrative and what they were pushing through their propaganda on the American people, well, all the more today. Again, we know that less than 21% of the American people approve of the state-controlled narrative. Interestingly enough, we went out this morning, and I was taking care of some business, and we stopped at a little fast food restaurant, and they had, right when we walked in, none other than CNN again. And folks, I mean, it's just so bad. It's so bad that in everybody and anybody that walks in, we were talking to some liberal guy yesterday in the store, which has everything to do with what I'm talking about, which what took place in this little fast food restaurant this morning, talking about how they can't believe anything the media has to say. Of course not. Of course not. And you need to understand, along with the corrupt actors known as politicians in the United States and the corrupt media, they're nothing but useful idiots in the hands of those that mean to destroy this country. And they are doing it at the pass that's been given to them concerning the American people. In America, we need to stand up and deal with these accordingly. But let's jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com so we can confront them again and pull the mask off these individuals one more time concerning what's going on today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the globalists strike back with a major push towards a cashless society. Folks, I don't know about you, but I like carrying a little cash in my pocket. I always like having a 10 or a 20 in my pocket. It just makes me feel better because it makes me feel like, well, when I was a little kid, what it felt like to have a little money in my pocket, and I have the freedom to do what I want with that cash rather than someone having to dictate what I do concerning a cashless society. And you can see what they're doing, folks. They're attempting to drive everybody down the same line to bring forth a cashless society. Folks, we don't want that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Rand Paul walks out of GOP meeting on Obamacare. He said, I hear things that are unacceptable to me. This is what he said. I know there's a lot of people out there that are all about Rand Paul. I just want to set the record straight. It doesn't matter what party they are a part of in this country, friends. What matters is what does our Constitution and the enumerated laws have to say. Because for the most part, people have been caught up into that game, and they're warring against each other. Well, America, you are losing your freedoms. I trust Rand Paul as far as I can throw him. And furthermore, when you look up the word libertarian, it means without regard to the law. So you want to talk about self-inflicting, friends, every step of the way, hypocrisy? This is where we're at today. Because if they're confused, how much more are you confused? We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, and or if you'd like to call in at any time over the next three segments, please do so. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. We understand here at the Sons of Liberty that it's not within a man to know the way. That's why we depend upon being led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God, because we follow the Christ in this ministry. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Let me reiterate some of the things that I was saying concerning Ron Paul and Rand Paul. I'm sorry, his son Ron Paul. We had him on the radio some time back, and I believe we had Rand Paul on as well. But interestingly enough, he walked out of the GOP meeting on Obamacare. He said, I hear things that are unacceptable to me. You know, keep in mind, folks, I don't trust any of these guys. Where they do the right, I'll stand behind them. Where they do the wrong, I will stand against them. Where they go ahead and compromise. You know what compromise is, right, America? Where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong? I will stand against them. Well, a bunch of diplomatic magicians, and there's nothing worse. Ben Franklin was the guy that rightly said of diplomacy, He said it's seduction in another guise. He said seduction is in another guise. And it's like, folks, he's exactly right on the smack here. But going back to Rand Paul, who's a libertarian, listen to what a libertarian is. I don't understand when I see these people identify themselves as moderate Christians or moderate conservatives or liberal Christians or liberal conservative. It's like, I mean, go to the book of James. I mean, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this country today is instability, friends, because of the mindset of men that won't take the word for what it declares and the laws of our Constitution for what they are. No, they want to have a little licentiousness thrown in there, right? But going back to Rand Paul, well, he calls himself a libertarian. Many people do. And many people that even call themselves Christians, they're really libertarians, friends, or and conservatives. They're really libertarians. The word libertarian, defined in Webster's 1828, is pertaining to liberty or to the doctrine of free will as opposed to the doctrine of necessity. And what's interesting is when you look at that pertaining to liberty, it's not pertaining to liberty because to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed, and a free man in Christ out of gratitude follows holiness. Okay, he doesn't follow his own will. He follows the Christ as he denies himself and bears his cross because he's put on the Lord Jesus Christ and he makes no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. He understands what it says in Galatians 5 where it states that they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. He understands what it says in Galatians 2 chapter 21 that he was crucified and I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. He understands that to those that try to save their life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake, Christ said, will find it. They understand that. So let's put this into perspective. Libertarian means without regard to God's moral law. And pertaining to liberty as it's defined in Webster's 1828, let's get the word, friends, liberty and licentious, put in the proper places and define them for what they are. Okay? And furthermore, even going back to the doctrine of free will, what is your free will? What is your free will? I remember Martin Luther, the great reformer, was accused of a bunch of idiots that didn't pull the curtain back and see what he said in context. And he said, go ahead and sin boldly, sin boldly, sin boldly. You may have heard that. Well, you know, Martin Luther, the great reformer, you know, the Lutheran religion, he was the one that said sin boldly. No, 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 no. Wait a second. Let's roll back. When he was talking to his class, he asked the classroom, but what is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to do? Because if you're born of the Spirit of God, you don't want to indulge in the flesh. You want to give yourself over to the Christ because you again understand that you're crucified through weakness, but you live by the power of God. You understand what it says in the book of Philippians, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Or what John the Baptist said in the book of John, he said, I must decrease that he might increase. I mean, folks, we need to make distinction when it comes to the word libertarian, which is with regard to law, without regard to law, without regard to law. No, I'm not stuck. Men need to be told things twice. Men need to be told things twice. So when you look at the liberty that a libertarian speaks of, it really is licentiousness, not liberty. And we need to make distinction. Because when you go and you look up the word licentiousness, it means excessive indulgence of liberty. In other words, I want to do what I want to do because I have a free will. No, you don't. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. Excessive indulgence of liberty is contempt of the just restraints of law, morality, and decorum. That's exactly right. Excessive indulgence of liberty. Contempt of the just restraints of law, morality, and or decorum. Folks, I am so sickened by people that continuously call themselves libertarians and moderate this and moderate that and moderate whatever you want to be. How is that moderation working out for your freedoms because you don't want to obey the absolute moral law that God has bestowed upon us? Your liberties are going away, aren't they? Yes, they are. And why are they going away? because you want to go ahead and have a little free will mixed in with God's will, and it just isn't going to work that way, friends. And again, going back to the book of James, what did James say? He said a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And how right on can he be, friends? And it's really true. You know, the Bible says that we're to have a single mind. We're to have singleness of heart because Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And when we try to have a little of Jesus and a little of the world, what's going to happen? Well, it reminds me of the soldier that wanted to wear the North and the South uniform. Guess what? When the war came, he was shot from both directions and he was taken out. And that's exactly right. Hey, friends, let me give you a quote by one of your founders so I can explain this to those in the natural, what I'm teaching you in the spiritual right now, because he's right on the smack as to what he said here. Concerning democracy licentiousness, listen carefully. A democracy, okay, that would be a libertarian's version of government, which we are not. We are a constitutional republic. But Fisher Ames, the architect of the First Amendment, along with George Washington, said, a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery material of its own destructions. Then he goes on, these will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. That's what we're seeing in this country today, because every president since Ronald Reagan has continuously inundated the American people with the fact that we are a democracy. In other words, we're moved by the opinions of the majority of the people. No, we are not. No, we are not. Fisher Ames goes on. He says the known propensity of a democracy is licentiousness, or the libertarian, or the moderate. Okay? And licentiousness means, again, excessive license to do what you want concerning your free will. If you're born of the Spirit of God, you ask that man what he wants to do. I want to tell you what he's going to tell you. I want to glorify God. I want to do that which Christ bids me and commands me to do. Fisher Ames said, the known propensity of a democracy is licentiousness. This is what you're seeing today, excessive license, which the ambitious call an ignorant belief to be liberty. This is not liberty. Folks, we're going back into Egypt because people don't want to remain liberated. And just like in Scripture, I say in the natural, and I continuously say it almost every show that I do, you are a blood-bought people, friends. Go to Arlington Cemetery. And when you go to Scripture, you can see the children of Israel were delivered from Egypt through what? The blood of the Paschal Lamb. That's exactly right. And let me ask you a question. How many times have you even heard those in the church even preach the cross first and foremost, which they don't even know what it is? See, because the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. And secondly, how many times have you even heard reference to the blood? How many times? And that's exactly why you're in trouble. You want to know the answer to America's dilemma concerning the young people? I'll give it to you right now. Show them the price paid for their freedoms. There's the answer. You know, our spiritual... let me say it this way. The state that we are in spiritually in this country, friends, the answer to that dilemma is to show the church the price paid on Calvary for their sins. And when you look to the cross of Calvary, you see twofold: God's hatred for sin and God's love for mankind. And if you're a real Christian, you understand the first just as much as you understand the second. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I've been getting texts from people asking me how to call into the show. Here's the number, 1-866-582-9933. That's how you call into the show, just for the record. Let's get over to this acronym concerning pulling the masks off. Again, we talked about CAIR, C-A-I-R, the Muslim Hood, Muslim Brotherhood organization within the United States. For some reason, have been given a pass by the American people to be here. The likes of the SPLC, doing the same thing, all working together. They all have the same father, Satan himself, literally, friends. The ACLU, a communist organization, talked about another acronym, a DARE program that they're teaching kids in school how to commit the crime concerning drug use. They found out that kids that went through these programs, DARE, MITA, others throughout the United States, different acronyms, friends, actually found that when they went through the program, they tripled in drug use, 30% higher, friends. And then we also are going to hit on PP, Planned Parenthood. Call it what you will, folks, but I want to pull the mask off again, because when you look at these names, folks, they are there to give you the impression that they're doing good, when in fact they're doing just the exact opposite. I did a high school assembly. Now we're talking about Planned Parenthood pulling the mask off. I did a high school assembly in Fargo, North Dakota. Out of 360 schools across the country, just high schools, not colleges, not tea parties, friends, not other speaking engagements, churches, whatever the case might be, prisons. I had one student Listen to me carefully. Listen to what I just said. I had one student out of thousands, friends, of speaking engagements come up to me, in particular, Fargo, North Dakota, where this young girl came up to me and she said, I have a problem with the topic of abortion. And I looked at her and I said, well, it's a good thing your mama didn't. And that was the end of the conversation. And it's interesting, those that advocate abortion, isn't it interesting they've already been born? I mean, folks, there is no debate. Again, going back to the Word of God, thou shalt not kill is the sixth commandment. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, common sense, and also going to Proverbs 6:17. In specifics, the Bible tells us that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And you'll also find in the Torah, friends, where God talks about the blood of the innocent. It shall not be shed in your land, because if so, you're going to reap the curse. Now, let's take this a step forward. What we see is we see, like the Sodomites, like now the Muslims, like the atheists, and like the communists, and every other organization that doesn't have not a lawful standing concerning who we are in our constitutional republic, everybody wants their rights. And what they like to do, just like this group does, is they like to put the women in the position of being the victim. For example, you see at these rallies where you have these women advocating pro-choice. They say it's their body, when in fact it's not their body they're killing. What they're doing is they're having their babies dissected and murdered in the womb, right? It's God's creation, not their creation. They were wonderfully and fearfully created in the womb by my daddy, my father, Abba Father. Romans 8, okay? And what's interesting, these women, what they do is they commit the crime of fornicating, and some do this when they're married as well. And then what they want to do is they want to blame the innocent in the womb for the choices that they themselves have made. And now herein comes the corruption of state sanctioning the murder of the innocent because there's a little money to be made. Friends, it's interesting how they'll put themselves in the position of being the victim when in fact the baby is the victim. What they do is they will decry the war on women. War on women? You have got to be out of your mind. And this is a perfect example of what a reprobate is. It's not a war on women. Folks, they want to defend themselves and they want to kill, like Cain did Abel, anybody that opposes the choice concerning the crimes that they have committed against God and man. And this is what they do. Furthermore, when you go or you take a look at some of these women that that have murdered their baby, they're the ones out there protesting. Because see, what they want to do is they want to attempt to justify, they want to legitimize what they did concerning the choice of murdering the innocent baby in their womb. And a baby it was, a human being it was, and murder it is. And see, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, and they need Jesus Christ. And see, what we see is we see very few people that are willing to take the gospel to these women that are guilty of murdering their babies in the womb. By the way, side note, did you know that during the turn of the century, if you were to kill a baby or abort a baby, you'd go to prison for up to 99 years if you weren't publicly hung? Just wanted to share that with you. See, now instead of teaching the fear of God, you teach them the fear of government because the government said so. Now it goes back to our forefathers. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Now you have tyrants ruling. Because you've allowed them to rule because you have no longer kept the Lord's commandments by establishing judgment and justice to keep and to do them, as I was talking about yesterday in Deuteronomy 1 and verse 6. Okay, I'm sorry, Deuteronomy 4, verse 1 and verse 6. Forgive me. But isn't it crazy? These women out there are the ones that are guilty. And they're the older women that are trying to teach the younger girls to go ahead and do it. And by the way, it's an objective of Planned Parenthood, which we're unmasking right now, to actually have each girl commit up to 2 to 3 abortions apiece. I mean, folks, $500, we'll do whatever you want us to do. And now what they're trying to do in public schools is they're teaching your kids through health classes how to commit the crime, or you know, that little sex ed class you take when you're in fifth grade. You don't even know anything about it until your pervert teacher has been given permission by corruption and government again to go ahead and teach the kid how to commit the crime. Isn't it interesting? Now all of a sudden you go through those courses and now you know how to go out and commit the crime because they taught you. And if that's not good enough, they get to come home, kids do, and they get to turn the television on, and they get to swim through the shark infested waters if they watch TV by being inundated by everything that teaches them how to commit the crime. Fornication, adultery, masturbation, whatever the case may be. And if you think I'm kidding, folks, I remember sometime back there was a show, it was a talk show, and this was back in the 90s, where they were actually talking about how they were, these kids were taught to literally, and I'm sorry I have to say this, but it's that important, how to masturbate. And they're teaching them these things in public schools, friends. They're teaching this through Hollywood. They're teaching this through music, whatever the case may be. And then again, they go out there and they commit the crime, and then you stand back and wonder why they're doing what they're doing. But what's interesting to know, friends, is what they would do is they would literally teach the kids how to masturbate, and then they would, what they do is they would partially asphyxiate themselves, and there would be some sort of ecstasy involved in that. And then they started talking about how kids would actually end up killing themselves in the process. It's kind of like sadomasochism, but in a different way, right? I mean, it's really this sick in society today. Matter of fact, I even got on my program when I do high school assemblies just to show you how stupid the stupid pills and the stupid Kool-Aid that the American people have drunk when it comes to the topic of what I'm talking about right now. They actually had a school in Ohio. It was in Canton, Ohio. And in Canton, Ohio, they succeeded in setting a new record. 65 of the girls attending that particular high school alone, 65 of the girls attending that high school alone were pregnant that year. And according to Canton Health Department, out of 586 babies born through July in local hospitals, 104 of the babies had mothers between the ages of, listen carefully, and folks, call me what you will, but I didn't even know it was possible when I first received this information. 104 of the 586 babies born had mothers between the ages of 11 years old and 19 years old. 11 years old and 19 years old. You heard me. I mean, this is crazy. And folks, look what's going on even within Disney. These hidden messages that they're giving out throughout their movies, and they're being busted for it. And then they say, well, we didn't try to make that out. When in fact, folks, when you play it out, you know exactly what they were doing. You knew exactly what they were doing. They were giving you hidden messages that your consciousness was picking up, whereas you may have not exactly caught on to it until after the fact, but it was thrown in there. And I'm talking about into your heart. You know, what's interesting about this high school in Canton, Ohio, now that we're talking about it, the 65 of the girls attending that school were pregnant. And then according to the Canton Health Department, out of 586 babies born through July at local hospitals, 104 of the 586 babies had mothers between the ages of 11 and 19 years old. Now this is where stupid gets stupid. Okay? Because wisdom is justified by her children. So don't point your finger at somebody else, because friends, we are our brother's keepers. We're to do unto others as we'd have them do unto us. Well, we would want someone looking out for us if we were making the wrong choice, right? I would. Radio shows and the hosts picked up the story and they began to run with the stats that I just gave you. They said, this is outrageous. They shouted, failure, failure. Really? Failure? This kind of reminds me of Barack Hussein Obama, the greatest advocate of abortion in the history of America. He voted 242 times to make sure that black babies and Hispanic babies were murdered in the womb. For those that did not know, that's what it was and is aimed at. And I'm about to show you that in the up and coming moments. And it was interesting how many people sat back and talked about how much of a failure Barack Hussein Obama was. And I said, what do you mean failure? Call him what you will, but he's succeeding. You're the ones failing. And he's succeeding committing crimes against you because you leave off the judgments of God. He wasn't failing. He was succeeding. Now, we're going to come back to this because these radio show hosts picked up the story on the stats that I just gave you. And they were saying, outrageous. Failure? No, friends. Success. I'll explain when I get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Pulling the mask off of Planned Parenthood, and we've been doing this all week. CARES, SPLC, ACLU, DARE. Now we're on Planned Parenthood right now. And we're talking about how these women that are... Oh, by the way, if you look at pictures of some of these women that are advocating, you know, because they're pro-choice, they have a right to kill their baby in the womb. It's interesting to note that they're carrying signs and holding signs that they're proud of their abortions. And see, this is what the American people are feeding by tolerating this in government. Then we were talking about how the crimes are being taught to the kids. And when the kids go out there and they commit the crime, they fornicate, they need to read 1 Corinthians 6:9, because the Bible tells us adulterers and fornicators, sex before marriage, they will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. See, they don't read that far, but they're told, of course, through the hirelings and whores throughout the United States of America, if it's even brought up anyways, that they're all going to heaven. And yet Jesus said the opposite. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. We're to strive. We're to press into the kingdom of heaven. The Bible tells us in Matthew 11:12 that the violent take it by force. There's very few that understand through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. Very few. And when I'm saying few, guess what the word defined few means, friends? Defined out. Few. But going back to the high school in Canton, Ohio, 65 of the girls attending that school were pregnant. At local hospitals, 586, 104 of the babies that were born of the 586 had mothers between the ages of 11 and 19 years old. Radio shows show hosts picked up the story, and they began to run with it. And they said, this is outrageous. They shouted, failure. Oh, a failure comes to their responsibility by raising up their children and training them up in the ways that they should go. That's right. There is a failure there. But as far as Planned Parenthood, it's been a success for them because it's blood money. It's mob money, friends. It really is. And again, if you know the show, friends, I'm giving you facts, not my opinions. Folks, the young people have succeeded in absorbing the message of modern American culture and applying the message into their own lives. How is it that they're failing? They're not failing. They're succeeding at what you're allowing them to be taught. You're teaching your kids to go ahead and let these organizations that we have been highlighting all week to go ahead and do whatever they want to do, and you teach them how to capitulate when they should stand up and fight. We were doing, thank you, Lord, we were doing a school in Kansas City because the kids are having to take the initiative that the parents have not. I remember we were doing a school in Kansas City way, way out in Kansas. I mean, it was in deep Kansas, friends. And interestingly enough, I remember walking into this school, and this girl had a huge shirt on. It was a huge billboard on her shirt. It's black and white. And it said on the front of her shirt, "You're not killing my generation." And what are the parents doing? "Oh, honey, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, the government said so." Oh, hang on a second. Is that Pastor so-and-so over there? Oh, hi, Pastor. How are you? Oh, blessings, sister. Blessings, blessings, sister. You know where Jesus said, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll puke you out of my mouth. Oh, I feel that. I feel that. And doing those high schools across the country and look at those kids that are looking for someone to tell them the truth and to lead the way. That's all they're looking for. And what do they get to see? They get to see a criminal, a foreign criminal in the People's White House violate at will, advocate, we're talking about Planned Parenthood today, the murder of the innocent in the womb to the equivalent of 58 million babies today. And the kids are going to have to stand up and deal with it. And the young people in this country are angry with the older generation, and you wonder why? This has been fueled for a long time by tyrants, friends. And on your watch, America, to tolerate what they have done. And folks, I warned you for 15 years what was coming up down the line. And I told you furthermore, we're finding out now that Barack Hussein Obama, under the strings of George Soros, is directing an army of 30,000 people. I'd like to see that, folks. They're embellishing their numbers, rest assured. But I told you that this individual was emulating Mao Zedong for years. For years. And guess what? Just like Hillary Clinton today. On the news, friends, the propagandists are going ahead and kicking it out again as to what Hillary Clinton is doing and what Barack Hussein Obama is doing because Donald Trump didn't do what he said he was going to do. You give them a free hand, and guess what they're going to do? They're going to come back and they're going to attack on another day, and that's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. But again, friends, that law applies to me and you, and praise God, I'm glad it does. But I want to let corrupt government know it applies to them too. And by God's grace and power, I'm going to let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of the enemy. Because I'm sick and tired of their crimes. And I'm talking lawfully. I'm talking about lawfully, friends. And nothing they do is lawful. And yet again, they're tolerated for some reason or another. Folks, back in 1962, John F. Kennedy said that abortion is barbaric. He said it's barbaric. In other words, he was implying that it would probably never happen in this country. Pretty crazy stuff, yeah? Pretty crazy stuff. And isn't it interesting how the media goes to the three or four flakes, murderers of their own children, highlights them, and then they ignore the 650,000 people that were protesting the murderer and those that advocated the murderer on the Supreme Court bench. And you didn't hear a thing about them. 650,000 people protested Planned Parenthood and the corruption in this government. How come you're not hearing about it? Because they don't want you to hear about it. And then we're taught that it's illegal to go ahead and mess with animals, but it's okay to murder the innocent, from eagles to whales. Even in the state of Minnesota, you can't pick flowers, but you can murder your baby. And then we're taught by the likes of, you know, groups, to protest Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty. Well, they advocate the murder. Folks, this is a dangerous mindset. And then we talk about how when a young girl named Nicole Beecroft in Minnesota stabs her baby 135 times, people are just appalled. Well, let me ask you something, friends. Who taught her to go ahead and do that? Who taught her that it was okay to do that? She was given life in prison. What about those that sanctioned the murder of innocent? How come they're not sitting in prison, friends? How come there's not consequence? Oh, because they're officials, right? Because they're in government. There's an official capacity where they ride above the law. Really? Who told you that? And then we're told concerning Nicole Beecroft, who stabs her baby 135 times. Well, Nicole was told that that's all she had to do is take her baby to the hospital and drop it off. Really? In some instances, a doctor could have killed her child and would have been paid to do the exact same thing she did. But you know what? The church is praying. I praise God for the church praying. And I'm being facetious, because that's all they do, is they hide behind prayer and they do nothing. And then they sit over the top, not knowing that the blood of the innocent is on their hands, and then they pray for the babies. Hey, let me tell you something. Prevention is better than cure. And then to add injury to insult to injury, these organizations, they'll even hand out coupons to young kids to go ahead and murder their babies. And the American people are appalled by it as they're watching their football game, right? And then we have Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, which we're exposing right now. She's the one that said the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. She said on blacks, immigrants, and indigents, human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who should have never been born. And regardless if Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was a speaker at the KKK, that doesn't matter. She goes on the extermination of the blacks, we do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. And then she says the minister's work is also important and should be trained perhaps by the Federation as to our ideals and the goal we hope to reach. Hey, folks, all of your representatives are giving this a pass. How come they haven't defunded it? They seen what Planned Parenthood was doing. They were exposed for selling body parts. And speaking of the minister that Margaret Sanger was talking about, isn't it interesting that you have Barack Hussein Obama, who voted 242 times to make sure babies were murdered in the womb, and he also voted 202 times to make sure that there was a second doctor in there in case the baby came out and had a chance. He had to snuff it out. All right? Well, he's not here anymore, really? His abortion, is it ceased? Is it still going on today? Really? And you've been hearing this through George Bush, Bill Clinton. You've heard it through. Oh, these are all Christian presidents, really? Did they put the kibosh on the innocent of the murder? Murder of the innocent? Forgive me. No, they didn't. Here, listen carefully. The Constitution contains no right to abortion. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Tony Scalia. The Constitution contains no right to abortion.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.